Star time. Are you ready for star time? Thank you, and thank you very kindly. It is indeed a great pleasure to present to you at this particular time, national and international known as the hottest working man in show business.
Call me the hound.
Oh!
Thank you.
kids, what time is it?
It's Shorty time!
We'll be right back. while back in the jungle.
Whoa, Dad! This is the Herald, and this is WFMU, your sleazy listening station. And we have an entire cavalcade of non-entities out here today. And nothing really too much planned. Mercury in retrograde, and we were so bad last week, we're just going to try to crawl through this one and see what happens. Anyway, that was a little surf music for you winter, for the Polar Bear Club crowd out there. Tommy and the Hustlers with Digging Out. The Phantom Surfers with Horror Beak. Send that one out to the guy who just called, who's watching Munster go home. The Crossfires with Chunky. That, they became the Turtles later, and I believe that refers to their
physiques. Well, two of them became the Turtles.
Yeah. No, most of the whole band, actually. The drummer, guitar player.
Somebody's telling me that Volman and Kalen, is that the other guy?
Yeah.
They're like the highest paid backup singers in music today. They're like
they're
born in the USA and stuff.
Yep. Bang a Gong, get it on. They're on that one. We heard the Trashmen with Birdbath. And we have some weird Trashmen, sad and weird Trashmen news we'll be getting to when we get to our snuff watch in a couple minutes.
So you stargazers might have noticed an especially wacky new star in the heavens in the last week.
And we opened up with Dick Dale and his Deltones with Death of a Grammy. And we're going to get to all the usual junk, maybe, probably, possibly. I'm going to kick it off right now with a guy who looked pretty cool on a surfboard, Mr. Bo Diddley.
We'll be right back.
Tell me, though.
With a sax would give up.
And next week will be not Brotherhood Week, but Anti-White Week.
It is the Hound. This is WFMU East Orange.
Fade to black.
Your sleazy listening station with the Shades and Voodoo Mama. Before that, we heard...
That's when a record was a record, man, like 5 minutes.
At least. Were they singing off-key, or was the record pressed off-center? What do you think?
That's for future historians to judge, I think.
Robert Smith with Bailey's Nervous Cats and Traveling Sam. Bobby Moore and his Rhythm Aces, Go Ahead and Burn. The Saxons, answering that musical question, One Hump or Two, with Camel Walk by request. And we opened up with Bo Diddley and Surfer's Love Call. That song had nothing to do with surfing.
It probably had nothing to do with love, either.
But it might have had something to do with Bo Diddley. Anyway, let's get to the news desk here. On our snuff watch, if you were listening last week, if you made it through the P-Funk 12-minute cut and the tape of Michael Weldon's band feeding back in the basement for a half an hour, you're... We'll make it up to you somehow, but
yeah.
Not only that, we did do an hour of Surfenbird genealogy where we traced the Rivington's earliest incarnations right up through Surfenbird and then the Ramones version of Surfenbird.
And
as we were doing that, it took about an hour, Steve Warrer of the Trashmen, the drummer, and he also is the one who sang, who did the bird voices on Surfenbird and
all
those great songs,
bought
the farm. Steve Warrer, drummer who helped lift the Surfmen in their hit single Surfenbird to the national pop charts in the early 60s, died of throat cancer Saturday at North Memorial Hospital in Robbinsdale, Minnesota, a Minneapolis suburb. He was 47. Quote, "He was the one who snarled out 'the bird is the word' on the record," said Bill Deal, an entertainment writer for the St. Paul Pioneer Press-Dispatch. "They were all clean-cut guys and, in their way, kind of shy. They were more interested in music than anything else. It's obvious from listening to their records."
Yeah, they certainly got it right often enough.
Dal Winslow, a founder of the group and now a computer systems analyst, says Wahr was one of the first drummers to use a heavy, heavy foot pedal beat, like driving a real danceable style. It was pure rock and roll. And they broke up in 1967, and they got back together a couple of years ago and been playing around. Wahr is survived by his father, a couple of sisters, wife, and he grew up in Coon Rapids, Minnesota. But it that's very weird. That's like one of those things that happens when Mercury starts moving backwards. And
it's enough of a freak out for a guy in a band called the A-Bone.
And we have to play all those songs all over again.
Yeah.
Oh, but we'll sort of scatter
2 hours
in and out this week. Actually, I'm going to save this clipping. Oh, what else is in the news?
I give up.
Oh, boy. We got...
One news. We got news.
Lady boxing?
Pick anything.
Here you go. Give one to El Bruce.
The answer to a shopper's prayer. Church offers a credit card.
If the Elvis credit card didn't do you right, Jesus has come out with his own line.
A Catholic charity is introducing, a little breezy in here, a credit card this month that could be a churchgoer's ticket to consumer heaven. The card's backers hope the pious won't leave church without it. With the Caritas MasterCard, which can be used wherever other MasterCards are accepted, 0.5% of the purchase price will be donated to Catholic Charities USA, a social service organization. Its slogan is, "Give yourself some credit for all the good you do."
Sell out to the master.
Yeah.
Really strange.
Den's got one.
Den, show us.
As soon as he gets a line of credit, I think that's definitely the card he's going to go with.
Anyway, we've had this new president for about a year. No, about a week. Whatever. He did get a guitar with the words Prez inscribed on it, if anybody saw that. It was one of those Kramers with the clamping wiggle stick. And, here's a sign that the times have changed at the White House. Ronald Reagan regarded the squirrels on the grounds as pets, and he kept a bag of nuts to feed them with. And his cute little squirrels come running out and see this craggly old guy and his wife, and they, start salivating. Well, it seems President Bush sees them as prey for his Springer Spaniel, Millie. Quote,
"Get him, Millie, get him."
"Millie almost got a squirrel. You missed one of the great news stories," Bush boasted to reporters yesterday. While he was a VP, the dog racked up with Bush describes as 5 live kills.
It's a kinder, gentler Bush.
Right, it's what's known in the White House as the squirrel thing.
Yeah.
But the inauguration was pretty amusing. If anybody,
where was Quail at that party? That's what I want to know.
He was not invited. Quail is also considered prey for the dog.
Get him, Millie.
About an hour into the inaugurational show, the president arrived as all hands on deck for a rendition of High Heel Sneakers featuring the high-stepping Republican National Chairman, what is his name again? Lee Atwater on guitar. "This is absolutely marvelous," said the president when they handed him that stupid guitar. And among the guests, there was great pictures of Ron Wood and George Bush, obviously comparing hair notes.
Yeah.
When Ron Wood left the stage, Lee Atwater had to leave with Ron Wood so he could get some attention, according to someone we had.
Really?
Yeah.
No, somebody from Spin that was down there?
Dee Dee on the Hollywood beat there.
Oh, on the Washington
beat. So who can get some attention? So Lee Atwater can get attention or Ron Wood can get attention?
So Lee Atwater could get attention.
Oh.
Because no one knew who Lee Atwater was in Star Search terms.
Oh.
So
well, they do now.
His recognizability quotient isn't up there with Bill Cosby's, I guess.
He's the man who masterminded the Willie Horton thing.
But, yeah.
It's really amazing.
Not
so
to mention
he's on stage with all these black guys after trashing black people.
The Willie Horton thing and the card-carrying member of ACLU thing, which is truly mind-boggling.
But, they had all these R&B guys, we... Sam from Sam and Dave, Carla Davis,
people
Percy Sledge, Willie Dixon, Albert Collins, Coco Taylor. Anyway, the people that were hosting the deal were Cheryl Ladd and Chuck Norris.
Excellent.
Yeah, of course. As it says here from David Hinckley's column a few days ago, they clearly know less about rhythm and blues than your average Bulgarian peasant, and their stiff attempts to sound conversant were embarrassing. When Ladd was reading off a list of R&B stars, she missed the comma and thus ended up praising Little Willie John Jackie Wilson.
It was a minstrel show, let's face it. That's what it was.
Yeah.
Should have Bush in blackface is what I think.
Yeah, partying with the happy darkies.
Yeah, it's true.
Anyway, speaking of that, you want to do one? You want to do this?
Yeah. From the dental hygiene desk.
Right. Take it away, El Bruce.
Apparently, Colgate to rename a toothpaste, this item is headed. After more than 3 years of pressure from shareholders, religious groups, and blacks, the Colgate-Palmolive Company announced yesterday that it would rename Darkie, a popular toothpaste that it sells in Asia, and redesign its logotype, a minstrel in blackface. God, the company has faced increasing criticism. Beautiful photo. Again, a radio site gag, you know. A radio hound
specialty. Our specialty.
Yeah. It really is a very handsome package, and it sure has a bright smile. It's just plain wrong, Reuben Mark, chairman and chief executive of Colgate-Palmolive, said about the toothpaste name and logotype. It's just offensive. The morally right thing dictated that we must change. What we have to do is find a way to change that is least damaging to the economic interests of our partners. It's like some tiny subsidiary. Some congressman was saying, it sounds like we're moving in the right direction. We'll be consulting with others who've been trying to change this incredible piece of merchandise. Incredible piece of merchandise it is. I guess they're going to call it Darlie.
And the strange thing is the picture on the box, which is also still a black man, looks a little like maybe
it's like Al Jolson now is what it looks like.
A lighter Al.
Yeah, no, a kinder, gentler Al. So anybody have any relatives in the Far East? Could you get them to send us a couple of the old tubes?
Just for evidence.
Oh, great. Excellent. Thanks, Bob.
Actually, yeah, we know somebody in Japan. One of Quine's little buddies.
Mm.
Anyway, should we do the bird thing or should we... What else? We have two things queued up. We have the bird thing, or we have the Johnny Burnett thing.
Oh, whichever thing you prefer, Mr. Hammond.
Let's get the bird thing over with, because some people only listen at the same time every week, and then they'll just hear the same thing they heard last week. Which is fine with me, but okay, you know, let's send this one out to poor dead Steve Waher
and his fans everywhere.
His magnificent voice. Little bird dance at sea.
Jungle.
Yep, this is the house.
That is the echo.
Where am I? WFMU, East Orange. Your sleazy listening station. Then there is one stupid star in the heavens tonight, and that's Steve Wahar of the Trashmen. Bye bye. Way with Action, the A-Bones featuring Il Bruce.
God.
And who else is on that?
Geez, I think Gaylord was up there.
Gaylord Field.
A bunch of people you all don't know. Mitro Valsanis.
But, yeah, most of Vince Bernicevic's Air Force jamming on that super session in tribute to the Trashmen, King of the Surf.
God, was that unmusical. Thanks, Miller.
Yeah. And, we opened up with the Trashmen in Bird Dance Beat.
Yep.
Let's get back to the news.
First ballot inductees in the stupid Rock Hall of Fame, folks.
Yeah, the Trashmen will never get into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and that's why...
They are one of the finest bands, period.
It's not even worth thinking about it.
Yeah, I don't think the Trogs will be showing up there anytime real soon, either.
Mm-mm.
One of those things. Not when there's Stevie Wonders to induct.
From the James Brown desk...
The clang of bars there's in the background.
Mr. Please, 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 let me cop a plea.
Marked. Yeah. It's, think. Soul singer James Brown yesterday pleaded guilty to 7 misdemeanor charges stemming from a chase by police. Well, isn't this old news? In 2 states and was sentenced to 6 years in jail and fined $1,000.
No, this is another charge that he pleaded to.
He's already serving the 6-year sentence in South Carolina, pleaded guilty again. So, what? I don't know, maybe they're going to have them run concurrent?
Well, there's another one underneath it.
He still must appear before a South Carolina judge to determine whether he violated terms of probation imposed in Aiken County last July. In that case, the godfather knucklehead of soul was given a 2.5-year suspended sentence and fined $1,200 after pleading guilty to carrying a pistol and resisting arrest. Carrying a process. Soul legend James Brown also, who's been helping with the prison choir while serving... Feedback. While serving a South Carolina jail term, returns to court today to face weapons and assault charges in Georgia. Brown, 55.
He's helping out with the choir, though. He
misdemeanor charges stemming from 2 separate arrests last summer in Augusta. There it is, the James Brown jurisprudence roundup.
I'd love to see a prison choir. He keeps yelling, hit it, and signaling time changes.
Take it to the bridge, take it to the bridge.
Doing splits.
Supposedly he's found Jesus all over again because they sent someone in to talk to him.
Was he lost?
Yep. Jesus was lost and he found him. He brought him into his heart.
Well, all you had to do was ask Dennis. Den knew where he was.
Last temptation of Den.
Asparagus bill isn't lawmaker's dish. Did Den just signal us from back there? That's what it sounded like.
No, it was just...
Just more voodoo?
It was bright white light.
When Congress passed a law designating National Asparagus Month during a crush of important legislation last year, for Republican Dave McCurdy, it was the last stalk. For Representative Dave McCurdy. He's an Oklahoma Democrat who introduced legislation to ban legislation passing commemorative bills and instead create an 11-member advisory panel to judge the merits of various requests Four commemorative days, weeks, months, and years. This has more.
Isn't this National Speech Therapy Month?
More 12-syllable words than any article I've ever read. McCurdy pointed out in a statement that more than one-third of the laws passed in the last Congress were commemorative, in the commemorative category. Among the bills introduced were Snow White Week.
Yeah.
National Dairy Goat Awareness Week.
Goat Awareness Week.
National Elvis Presley Day.
Safe goat sex.
646 such bills were passed. The annual costs cannot even be calculated in the millions.
Isn't National Goat Awareness Week upon us again? I mean, I know it seems like it comes up sooner every year.
I'm taking up Monday. This I have a long weekend for that. Yeah.
I just noticed when Den walks around saying, nah. Oh, Bundy's ash request. Ted Bundy.
Yeah, Kelly's at home.
Ted Bundy requested in his will that his body be cremated and the ashes scattered over Cascade Mountains in the state of Washington, where the remains of his last four victims were found.
I thought you meant Kelly Bundy for a minute there.
Oh, you cuckoo, Ted.
Nearer to the.
Are they going
to
pass that? Are they going to? They gonna honor that his dying request?
I believe we were hired to carry it out.
In the unbelievably profane media deluge that preceded Ted's frying, did anybody happen to catch what his last meal was? Is that one detail that they actually managed to skip over?
No. Anybody out there know? 201-266-7999.
I'm genuinely curious in an unhealthy way.
Things to renounce. There ain't a goddamn thing to do tonight.
Nothing cooking this weekend.
Nah.
Tune in next weekend.
Stay in. Rent a movie. I mean, anything tomorrow? I mean, I don't know. Are there any Mose Allison fans out there?
Somebody knows.
Yeah, but they're going to have to wait till we're yakking.
Somebody knows what Ted Bundy had for his last meal, I think. Can we throw him right on the air? What the heck?
No, Dan's handling.
Yeah, thank you, Dan. We're going through the announcements, and
there's nothing cooking.
There ain't a goddamn thing to do.
Roscoe next week, though.
Yeah, Roscoe set next Saturday night at the Lone Star Cafe. Speaking of which, that's his light, but I don't think that's him blinking. Let's play some more records. This is
Steak and Eggs.
Steak and Eggs.
Do we know that? He refused to eat it?
He just couldn't keep it down. Well, the phones are lighting up, folks. So all you gourmands out there.
All right, let's go back into some more music with Johnny Burnett, not with his trio, but with Ricky Nelson.
Was it steak burn?
With Ricky Nelson's trio.
Charred.
Well, I looked out on the dance floor, and what did I see?
Yeah, what did you see?
A pretty little girl, as cute as she could be.
Yeah, is that what you see?
I'm gonna walk on over and say hello.
Yeah, over there.
I'm gonna walk on over and say hello.
Well, what are you waiting for?
Hello, sweet baby doll, would you like to dance with me? Hello, sweet baby doll, would you like to dance with me? Well, we rocked and we rolled and we had a ball.
Yeah, we rocked and we rolled.
Well, she stepped back once and she moved my way.
Yes, she moved your way.
She came a little closer than she heard me say.
What did you hear me say?
Hello, sweet baby doll, would you like to dance with me? Hello, sweet baby doll, would you like to dance with me? She said my daddy's getting mad and he's all alone. Well, I got to a house and what did I see?
What did you see?
A great big bruiser coming after me.
A great big bruiser was he.
Well, I know he was a daddy cause I heard him say.
What did you hear him say?
Look at here, boy, you better be on your way. Baby doll, I better be on my way. So long, sweet baby doll. Your daddy won't let me stay. Oh, your daddy won't let me stay. Oh, your daddy won't let me stay. Oh, your daddy won't let me stay. Goodbye, I'm gone. So long, I won't stay around here. Bye bye, I'm gone.
right, that's a gooder.
Duke Mooka, just a look at me. I got a little girl, sweet as she can be, my baby.
Saigon. We found that a new massage house has recently opened up near the Korean tailor shop. The following services are available: steam bath, back massage, hand and blow. Hours are from 0700 hours for maggots, 7 a.m. for first termers, until 1630 hours for maggots, and 4:30 p.m. for first termers. Reservations may be made by calling area code 912, extension 2269. And now from Phan Rang area, here's Nugent.
Well, sure do I love you, baby. Man, I want you to know. Well, is you ever leave me? Or wherever I go, don't you ever care. Everything was quiet. Where's your
You know, folks, I don't mind paying a little bit extra to enjoy a bigger or better steak, but man, when it comes to beer, there's just no sense to spend extra money when you can get the finest. Aaron Brew, 1002 at the popular price. That's what I said, and that's what I mean, because Aaron Brew is the finest beer you can buy. And that's why it's the number one beer in the Northern Ohio area. New Aaron Brew 1002 is balanced for good taste. That special formula 1002 makes this the beer that is not too dry, not too light, but balanced just right to really satisfy. So, folks, you take a tip from the old king and give it a try. And your very first sip will tell you that here is a true beer flavor that just can't be beat. Enjoy the finest. Save money. Always ask for Aaron Brew Formula 1002. And remember, for real enjoyment, all you have to do is pop a cap.
Wow. Then take a nice, long sip.
Boy, that stuff is really here. Aaron Brew 1002, the brand new beer.
When you're thirsty.
How about it, folks? Pop a cap and live it up as we enjoy your favorite blues and rhythm records.
I got the pop, I got one. Shaggy, huh? It takes a dog to run my swimming down. Oh, baby. Don't you wanna go? Well, I'm a barking at you, baby. You know you're too doggone slow.
Give us a great big smile, will you? To me. And folks, that's all smile with the Maddox Brothers Knowles. For the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime. Winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
Every night in the alley when the moon was high, a big tough cat come a strutting by. The claws on his paws were like a 10-penny nail, and everybody knew you didn't step on the tail of a big cat. After daylight, nobody knew where he went, but everybody knew he didn't pay no rent. When he passed, everyone made a little bow, and if you spoke at all, well, you just said, meow, to Big Tom.
Big Tom! Big Tom! Top, top, top!
Some day he came from Tin Pan Alley, where he got in a fight for a puss named Sally. Cat fur flew, and after a little, that stray cat's hide wouldn't string a fiddle, big pal. Then came the night on a one-way street when they heard the rumble of four big feet. A great big bulldog, a grinning wide, left them all there paralyzed side by side. He said, Tom. Now everyone knew their leader was brave, and not one doubted that he'd be saved. They knew that once Tom made his play, that bulldog wouldn't see the light of day. Big Tom. While the rest of them stood there frozen in fear, Big Tom grabbed a mouthful of bulldog beer. They found Big Tom's body after the clash, under 49 cats in a barrel of trash. Big Tom. They dug through the beets and the coffee grounds and the watermelon rinds and the bozo clowns, and when they reached the cabbage and the apple cores, they all knew they just couldn't do no more for Big Tom. They never reopened that worthless can. They just left this note for the garbage man. When you pass by here, remove your hat, 'cause at the bottom of this here can lies a tough top cat.
And meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep, this is the Hound, WFMU, East Orange, I believe, is where we are. That's legal ID time. Anyway, that was Marvin Rainwater, Heap Bigum Marvin, with Tough Top Cat. And we heard Jody Teddy Reynolds with... you're on there.
I know.
Oh, okay.
I'm also feeding back. Is that Jody or Teddy Reynolds?
Teddy Reynolds with Puppy Dogs. Clyde Stacey with I Sure Do Love You, Baby. And that was written by Bobby Lee Trammell. Peppermint Harris with Angel Child. We opened up with Johnny Burnett with James Burton with Ricky Nelson's band there and Sweet Baby Doll.
Was the one with the heavy tremolo?
Yeah. James Burton. Pretty
heavy
record.
Speed.
Recognizable little sounds there. Mm-hmm. And Anita Baker's, oh no, the Anita Mann singers. What are they called? Some horrible little
Jody Reynolds singers, man.
Terrible little singers. Anyway, we got some more news. For fans of lady boxing, it's about time in Manhattan. Sasha Allen is no Jack Dempsey. This sophisticated lady, that's a ring moniker, who knows soap better than slugouts. Workouts are boring, getting hit in the face is downright annoying. But boxing is a little... Boxing is a little glamorous, the St. John's University journalism student said after her bout last night with Sheena, Queen of the Jungle. It beats waitressing. The Great American Clubhouse at 330 East 60th Street in Manhattan has a new racket. Gorgeous ladies with 16-ounce gloves performing before an appreciative crowd of punch-drunk young accountants, bankers, and reporters. That's yuppies there, folks. It's known as ladies' boxing, but promoter Billy Dean is glad to call it by another name. Sexploitation, sure, sex sells, said Dean as he was watching his five fighters limbering up. Five fighters? Who was the last one fighting him?
I don't know.
Glamour, as defined by Allen, means having to be persuaded to gob on mascara and eyeshadow and parade into Billy Dean's boxing ring. Some of my friends think it's a little stupid. Stupid is not a word the owners of the Great American Clubhouse would apply to themselves. Glowing flags and television screens adorn the walls, and blue nude statues reach toward the ceiling as Billy Dean's Knockouts Foxy Fighting provides the entertainment. We think it's the future in the 90s. The ladies are a form of showbiz. Kimberly Clark is part of the move. She's a former penthouse pet who appeared in the magazine Centerfold, though the editors wanted just one breast exposed. Confided the West Babylon Long Island resident. They like to have me in the ring because Penthouse brings a good crowd, she said, a tiny gold crucifix dangling into her cleavage. I have four pinup posters nationwide. Clark's job is to parade in the ring between rounds. She wouldn't dare take a swing at us, he confided. Then again, a few merely gorgeous women would last long in the ring with women from Gleason's gym in Brooklyn Heights. At the gym, women train and spar for hours on end, learning the uppercut bob and weave. We sweat and wear really yucky clothing, said Catherine Colander, a real estate agent who's trained at Gleason's for months. Dean says his goal is to see ladies boxing attain at least the same level of legitimacy as men's professional wrestling. It's all true, folks.
Yeah, it's a long hike, but it's going to be a hard-won victory when they get
together. I still will hold to my prediction that the trend for the 90s will be mass suicides.
Yeah. Televised live?
No, the millennium brings that on.
Is that right? Yeah, some people just can't handle it, man.
And we would like to lead you listeners into a practice. We'll save it for next week. Anyway, from the dead pasty-faced rock star desk.
New chapter in plans for Orbison biography. Barbara Orbison, widow of rock and roll legend Roy Orbison and mother of two of his three sons, the fresh pink ones, not the burnt ones, is going ahead with plans to a book about the musician's life. Orbison himself intended to publish his memories about his career in the turbulent world of rock music, in which he was always a pillar of calm, that's for sure. And have been represented by ICM agent Amanda Binky Urban. We did get an offer a couple of years ago, Urban told us yesterday, but we thought we could do better if we waited until he died. A lot of things were happening in his life.
Yeah.
Now that nothing's happening in his life, we can look forward to it.
His life was just getting in the way of business.
Yeah.
He made the wise career move and killed himself and died. Well, he didn't kill himself. Lil Quine suggested I kill myself, says he. And he says the show peaked out at about the fall of 87, and the only class move I could make would be to work. End it right on the air.
Jump out of an airplane.
Unfortunately, I'm just too nasty to let people up that easy.
Yeah, and they're paying you just too darn much in here, too, huh?
I have to spend all the money first. They're paying me.
How did the Mad Daddy do it?
He put a shotgun to his head and...
He inserted it in his mouth and pressed it up against his soft palate, or he poked it into his forehead or to the side of his head?
Gee, I don't know, but Ted Bundy, speaking of death... It seems Ted Bundy's last meal, he ordered steak and eggs, and then he told the warden, hold the steak and eggs, just give me the juice. Yes.
Mm. Music time?
Yeah, it's time for Hillbilly Hangover, folks, and we're going to kick it off by request with a lot of requests. We're going to do two of the five will be request items. We'll get a real backlog. Anyway,
two gets you five, folks.
Right.
Play along at home.
Guy Drake and that welfare Cadillac.
Well, I've never worked much. In fact, I've been poor all my life. I guess all I really own is 10 kids and a wife. This house is a live-in of mine, but it's really a shack. But I always managed somehow to drive me a brand new Cadillac. Back door steps, they done fell plumb down. Front screen door's off and laying somewhere out there on the ground. Wind just now whooped another piece of that old tar roofing off the back. Sure hope it don't skin up that new Cadillac. Front porch post, they'll loose the bottom. It don't make no sense to fix them because that floor just too darn rotten. Wintertime, we sometimes have some snow blows into the cracks. It's too bad we just all pile up and sleep out there in that new Cadillac. Now, I know the place ain't much, but I sure don't pay no rent. I get a check the first of every month from this here federal government. Every Wednesday, I get commodities by sometime 4 or 5 sacks. Pick them up down to the welfare office driving that new Cadillac. Now, some folks say I'm crazy, and I've even been called a fool. But my kids get free books and all them there free lunches at school. We get peanut butter and cheese, and man, they give us flour by the size. Of course, them welfare checks, they meet the payments on this new Cadillac. Now, the way that I see it, these other folks are fools. They're working and paying taxes just to send my young'uns through school. Salvation Army cuts her hair and gives the clothes we wear on her back so we can dress up and ride around and show off this new Cadillac. things still gonna get better yet, or at least that's what I understand. They tell me this new president put in a whole new poverty plan. Well, he's gonna send us poor folks money. They say we're gonna get it out here in stacks. In fact, my wife's already shopping around for her new Cadillac.
I was like a guy suffering from shock. Things were whirling around in my head. I couldn't make myself think right. All I could think of was the guy with the saxophone and what he was playing. It wasn't a love song anymore. It was a dirge.
Sometimes I ramble, I get drunk and gamble. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Some of these mornings gonna wake up crazy, kill my wife and slay my baby. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Morphine's are gonna run me crazy, cocaine's are gonna kill my baby, cigarettes are gonna cause me to lose my mind. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She drives a Cadillac and that's where she makes her jack. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business. Nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She runs a Winston way out in no man's land. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. That's where my money goes, buying my baby clothes. Oh boy, that's where my money goes. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do. She drives a Ford machine and I buy her gasoline. It's nobody's business if I do. Nobody's business, it's nobody's business. Nobody's business if I do.
That tune. Why was there always that rotten tune? Following me around, beating in my head, never letting up.
Oh, if crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time. Now they say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, and that tears are only rain to make love grow. Well, my love for you could never grow no stronger if I lived to be 100 years old. Oh, it's crying time again, you're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
say that you found someone you love better. That's the way it's happened every time before. And it's sure as the sun comes up tomorrow, crying time will start when you walk out the door. Oh, it's crying time again. You're gonna leave me. I can see that far away look in your eyes. I can tell by the way you hold me, darling, that it won't be long before it's crying time.
Baby, baby, if it ever rains on you, baby, I'm a-talking about the blues for you. You'll get soaked to the skin, and your cheating heart will cry within. Boo, 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 boo. Baby, baby, if there ever comes the day you wind up with a broken heart on a dark rainy day, it's only then you'll see just what you've really done to me. You'll know when it rains the blues on you. You've never had the blues, and you way overdue. You've been a lucky so far. You better thank your lucky stars. For baby, baby, if it ever rains on you, baby, I'm a-talking about the blues for you. You'll get soaked to the skin, and your cheating heart will cry within. When it rains the blues on you. You've never had the blues, and you way overdue. You've been a lucky so far. You better thank your lucky stars. For baby, baby, if there ever comes a day you wind up with a broken heart on a dark rainy day, it's only then you see just what you've really done to me. You'll know when it rains the blues on you. Yes, you'll know when it rains the blues on you.
Rain is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. Out in the state of Arizona, a husband and wife had reared their children. The children had married off, families of their own. The mother took to drinking. She was 64 years of age. She came in one night so drunk she didn't know what she was doing and started to take a bath in the bathtub with her clothes on. In utter disgust, her husband said, "I ought to take a gun and blow your brains out." She snarled back at him, "You haven't got the nerve." He shot her dead in the bathtub and went to prison for it. Fine way to end married life. You say it'll never happen to you? They said the same thing before it happened to them.
Okay, Aunt Jemima, just roll me onto the stage in this trash can. I'm standing in a trash can. Think about you. trash can.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep. This is the Ham, WFMU. He stars, including our hillbilly hangover, with the legendary Stardust Cowboy, perhaps the most charismatic country singer of our day. Good thing, because he's got very little else going for him.
It's a snappy dresser, or undresser, actually, as that Oklahoma City show would indicate.
That was standing in the trash can thinking of you. The sight of him sitting in the basement of Folk City, stark naked, sweating and panting, was something it's going to keep me from enjoying my lunch.
Yeah.
Lefty Frizzell with When It Rains the Blues. Buck Owens with Crying Time, by request of Andy, the bartender, today's road manager.
Strongly recommended interview with the Buckster and the latest guitar player.
Right.
The truth about Stan Freeberg and the drummer in The Ventures.
Mm-hmm. Riley Puckett with Nobody's Bidding It. And we open up with Guy Drake and the Welfare Cadillac. That goes out to Andy's Cadillac. Anyhow, we got some more news coming in. The Vibe Report doesn't come.
Bullseye!
Wow.
Ah,
astounding. He's like right on time.
Excellent.
Airline. Hello.
Yo, Dan.
Roscoe.
Perfect, Roscoe.
That is perfect.
Yo.
Wonder what's feeding back.
Aloha.
Aloha, Roscoe. Wait a second. You got me vibe music here. What the hell's going on?
California chill.
Oh, you're out in L.A.?
Out in the evil Los Angeles.
What, was your gig last night or tonight?
Yeah, last night we played.
How'd that go?
It was pretty rocking.
Yeah?
Yeah, we had a good time, and we had some famous people show up at the gig.
Like who?
Swamp Dog.
Excellent!
Wow, did he sing Total Destruction?
No, but he gave it his seal of approval.
Wow, from one dog to another, you tell him... I said, right on, brother.
I saw him in the first place.
Wow.
And he, evidently he's got a new record coming out in a month, and he's sending us some copies. So
cool.
We have pictures with him and everything.
Called A Totally Destroyed Mind?
Yeah, well, no, he seems to have a couple sharp tools left in his shed.
Rat on.
Roscoe, you have a way with words. Can anybody ever tell you that?
I don't know. I forgot.
So what's the vibe?
Well, the vibe is just the California thing. I mean, it's a beautiful day outside, and I'm not going to go out there until the sun goes down.
All the skies are blue.
Yeah.
Wait, so let's get a sing-along going here.
No.
Oh, never mind.
You eating sushi, Ross?
I haven't eaten any sushi yet. I want to. I'm trying to get... I got to get on the phone and get one of these record company clowns to take us out with their credit card.
How about a fat burger?
Well, we ate some burgers already. We actually, on the way back from the airport, we stopped at Pink's, and we each had hot dogs and burgers there to get started.
Hmm. Wow, that'll get you in the right frame of mind.
Yeah.
So you have a gig coming up a week from today at the Lone Star in New York. You'll be bringing your gang through for their New York debut.
Yeah.
The Bud.
The Butte.
You know,
and you guys can see Lou, the backup vibe meister, in person.
Right. We're also playing on Friday at this place in Hoboken, Live Tonight.
Live Tonight. That used to be the beaten path.
And it features Hoboken's finest array of music and comedy.
And that's nothing but what Roscoe brings in his show.
You betcha. We had a good one last night. We had Straw was there, and Jimmy Powers, the harmonica guy who played on the Del Lord's record. Top Jimmy was there. I got him up there to see if he could remember some words.
What cool. Did he sing Cinderella?
He sang the choruses.
So to speak.
Tough one.
Yeah, it was good. He was standing there, you know, half a glass of I.W. Harper, sort of swinging back and forth.
America's favorite rhythm pig.
Yeah.
Yeah, the number one.
The number one pig. And the Mind Readers opened up an instrumental band.
Oh, speaking of pigs, Dig the Pigs band, right?
Dig the Pig. I did my instrumental entitled "You Can't Sleep Here."
what was Dig's last words that I heard him say? I think Den might remember.
When he was leaving?
Burp. When he was standing in the middle of your house and everybody else was passed out on the floor and he was just sort of wavering around.
Yeah, that's the only reason he was standing up is because he had passed out earlier and he was rested.
Oh boy, I wish I could remember what he said. No response from Dan in the back. He must not be able to remember either.
Yeah.
Yo, Dan, I actually heard him. That's a good thing.
Deal.
But that's pretty much the news and the vibe. We'll be in St. Louis on Tuesday.
So any of you all out there within the reader, the listenership that might be in St. Louis on Tuesday, check them out.
Mm-hmm. And bring me back a copy of the Evening World.
Evening World from St. Louis.
Right. Evening Worrell.
Let's see. Yeah, I talked to a couple other people that said they send their greetings to you. And the Art Fine guy.
Little Art's Poker Party.
Yeah, we were going to be gone, otherwise we'd do the show. Mm. Would have been nice to get on there with Swamp Dog, you know.
Yeah, well, right, it's good for Art.
And Brian Wilson.
Yeah. Brian Wilson?
All the biggies.
All the biggies. Swamp Dog, Brian Wilson, you know.
I heard a funny Roscoe story.
Really?
I won't tell you the name. I guess I could tell it on the air. What the hey? Roscoe went up with some girl, and asked her if she had AIDS, and she said no, and he said, "You're just the a-hole I've been looking for."
Mm-hmm. I thought he said, "Oh, I'd hate to get that again."
Yeah.
It was a whole different story.
I missed that one, I guess.
Yeah.
But I missed them every once in a while.
No breaks, coast to coast.
You got it.
Rocking all over the world.
Yeah, well, we'll be back bringing our own brand of sickness to the tri-state area next week.
At that interestingly shaped stage at the Lone Star.
Yeah, well, we picked the old Lone Star because, you know, I am kind of like self-absorbed occasionally, and that club actually sounds best on the stage, so I could dig it from there.
Met your requirements.
Yeah. Mm. And, yeah, and plus it's a fun place to go and pay too much for drinks and get hassled by people and everything. Come on down.
Come on down. We'll hassle you.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's my vibe.
Thank you, Roscoe.
Which is a
state of the vibe report, folks.
Aloha to you.
Aloha.
Rongo says hi, too.
Is that sound we love?
Supply of rubbers as they have a new horse at the bars. The commander's motto, keep the morale high on the base.
And that's the news for this early edition. Next news will be later on. Next local news will be later on, too. The voice of news information and hard acid rock music, this is Radio First Termer at 69 megacycles on your FM dial. Good night.
Good night, Dave.
And good night for this early edition of Radio First Termer News.
Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Uh-huh. Come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Uh-huh. Come on, now, sugar, let's break things up tonight. Rock, 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 rock a little bit tonight. Rock, 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 rock a little. Shake things up tonight. Now let's shake.
shake it up tonight. Come on, baby, just one time tonight.
Now let's go! Well, come on, little baby, let's rock a little bit tonight. Oh, come on, baby, rock a little bit tonight. Hey, come on, now, sugar, let's shake things up tonight.
Sisters, if you happen to be down by the Magic Finger Lounge any time tonight, keep away from the Korean at the front door. He's pushing some bad H. I repeat, he's pushing some bad H.
Babysitting, babysitting, all the time, this baby of mine, babysitting all the time. Woo! Babysitting, babysitting, all the time, just babysitting, babysitting, all the time, oh, babysitting, babysitting, all the time, just babysitting, babysitting, all the time, this baby of mine, babysitting all the time. All the time, oh babysitting, babysitting, all the time, just babysitting, babysitting, all the time, babysitting, babysitting, all the time, baby of mine, babysitting all the time. All the time, baby of mine, babysitting all the time. While everybody else is out
all the time. Just babysitting, all the time. Oh, babysitting, all the time. Baby of mine, babysitting all the time.
And now for a word from good old Pete. He's got some information for some of you people out there. Pete, what do you got for us tonight, buddy?
Thank you, Dave. As it is our policy to keep our listeners well informed, we have a special news item that should be of special interest for the patrons of the Castle Club this evening. We have just learned of an MP raid at 10 p.m., or I should say 10:30 p.m., tonight. So, if I were you, ditch the grass, H, speed, and make yourself plenty scarce. Thank you, Dave.
Thank you, Pete, for those wise words. And I would take heed to what Pete says. He hangs around at all these joints out there. And he knows. He's the nose that knows, if you can dig what I'm saying.
Meanwhile, back in the States.
Yes, this is the Hound. Denois, that's your cue.
It's going to be some fast talking soon, man. Look at this call.
Yeah, you know. It happens every week. The minute I have to go on mic, the food arrives.
Yeah, well, better it doesn't arrive at all.
I know these guys stand outside and they count down five songs and they come in with the
folks,
food.
Folks, this bite's for you.
Anyway, that was the Jack McBeat Orchestra with Wine Out. We heard Bobby Hicks with Babysitting All the Time, Hal Page with Bigfoot May, the Vikings, and Rock a Little Bit, Why Don't You? And with Mojo Watson and Looky There. That's from the Lukey Dookie album. Go buy it and keep our friend Tim out of trouble. Anyhow, this is WFMU East Orange. I am the Hound. And we're going to get some, what else is on my little mind? Everybody else is eating, so I'll take it.
The kids are rocking than everything.
No, unless Dee Dee wants to do the gossip now.
Oh, boy.
We got some gossip?
Yawn gossip.
Oh, it's from the yawn desk.
All right. Well, everyone's eating. I'll do the yawn gossip.
We'll do the fat guy story.
All right.
I'm going to pass my coffee over here.
You guys might as well just dig in and start eating. All right. Where can I begin? You know, yawn's been gone for a long time, so
We've been getting sicker repeating those same old yawn stories.
It's time for something new.
Wow, an actual plastic spoon and not a little stirrer that does not move any coffee around in the cup.
Save that spoon.
Excellent.
So for all you avid Page Six readers, you may have read last week that Giannis has a bid in to buy the National Enquirer.
Right.
It's going to be up for
sale. I heard, you know, he withdrew his bid.
Well, but see, that was a ploy. He pretended like he withdrew it, but he really didn't.
The art of
that's,
the deal,
yep,
right.
The underhanded thing.
He's the nose that knows that young.
You can dig what I'm saying.
Yeah, uh-huh. So anyway, it's still in the making. He's trying to get us to, or he's trying, my source at Rolling Stone tells me that he's trying to get Rolling Stone to do more stories like the National Enquirer does, so he'll better understand, you know, what it's all about.
I don't think the Rolling Stone writers will ever be that good.
Yeah. Well, they can aspire to it. We're having little seminars after work.
It would be great, though. You know, they could show you, like, Johnny Thunder, you know, the Johnny Thunder miracle diet. Guaranteed to lose 20 pounds.
Or your life in 60 days.
We'll return none of it. But apparently it's been a star-studded event since he's come back. Many visitors. Pete Townsend came in.
Into the office?
Yeah. Mm. I hear that Pete Townsend wandered down the hallway, got lost on his way to Jan's office. Nobody took pity on him and showed him where it was. So.
He's still wandering around.
He's still wandering. He looks terrible, too. Poor Pete. You know, they used to have bags under his eyes that go to his chin now.
Those rock operas, they take it out of a guy.
You know, I'm telling you. And Roger Daltrey's doing a new rock opera.
Oh, yeah?
Roger Daltrey's Golem and Globus or whatever those two guys are.
We're all fine films emanate from them.
They're all doing, or they're remaking Three Penny Opera, and Roger Daltrey's playing the street.
Calling it the Two Penny Opera.
Pete Townsend was depressed. The
Three Martini Opera.
Yeah. Let's see, what other Jan news? Oh, yeah, and Carl Bernstein and Jan have been hanging out together, making big news and picking up women.
Mm.
Or young boys, whichever comes first. That's what my source says. What can I say?
Carl Bernstein?
Yeah. It's quite exciting.
The guy ate the candy off the side of William Casey's bed in the hospital.
Next? What other more juicy stories? I'm going to have to make up.
But
he was going to eat.
I was going to eat. We actually had a reconnaissance report from Buzu Chavez's birthday party, and it was a good one. But we're just going to play. This is by request, since we're in a food mood anyway. Hamburgers and Popcorn by the Booze Meister, the Boozala.
Don't forget the mustard. Don't forget the onion. I gotta go see my girl. Hold that bun in a hurry. People looking at me like I've been left. Don't forget my toothpick. Now where's my popcorn?
Bright lights, wine, women, and song. Everything you want is right here on Broadway.
Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change your dial, I will break your fingers.
On in Broadway, baby.
I'd like to do this one. They call it the hiccup song, you know. It's a woman love, hickety hick. It goes something like this. Woman love, hit, 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 hit. Well, I went to see my doctor not so long ago, walking in a circle, woman love. He looked at me and said, good Lord above us, I need the vaccination on woman love. Well, I'm looking for a woman, a one to rack mine, a hugging and a kissing, a smooching all the time. I'll build her a castle to the moon above, cause it's super around my knee, me some woman love. Let's rock one. Gal, teach me what you can. So how's about a baby when the same moon bright? The doctor really scared me when he said, good Lord above us, so well, I need you some woman love. Well, I'm tired of walking circles, I'm tired of moaning low. Oh, my baby, would they help where I go? Oh, my lonely baby, to call me turtle dove, cause I slip around, I need me some woman love. It's right here. I'd like to do that song especially for Lisa.
If you want to get rid of your baby, Elvis, now this is what you do. When she come home early in the morning, just feed her some of that. I done fed my baby poison.
I
done fed my baby poison. I done fed my baby poison.
My baby's gone.
Because she was no good.
Thank you.
Meanwhile, back in the jungle.
Yep. This is the Hound. And this is WFMU, East Orange. We do it all for you. That was the Rocketeers with I'm Gonna Feed My Baby Poison. We heard Narvel Feltz with his cover of Gene Vincent's Woman Love on this really weird Live on the Radio album, 1956. Bobby Marchand with Bunny Hug. Ray Wissant with Rock That Rhythm. We opened up with Boozoo Chavez and Hamburgers and Popcorn.
Boozoo.
Boozoo.
Everything he touched turned to hamburger.
Yes. Anyway, getting back to the news. You want to do the Kids Are Rotten today department? Or
no, I think you should handle that. You're better with children than I am. You know, what I'm wondering, what I'm wrestling with in my mind is whether or not I should try and, like, buck the Radio Hound sports curse by actually coming out in favor of a local team, saying how excellent they're doing. Because the last time we did this, the team in question, like, just fell to pieces and finished, you know.
You're speaking, I think, maybe of the Knicks?
Yeah, I'm down with the Knicks, man. That game against the Lakers on Tuesday, was it? It's one of the best basketball games I've ever seen in my life. It's amazing.
And our team won.
Yeah. And Jack Nicholson and Michael Douglas were, like, bumming out in black jammies on the sidelines. Beautiful.
And Columbo, you always forget Columbo.
Yeah, Columbo was there. I think he was rooting for us, though.
There's quite a few games to go.
Beat those shopping mall ringers at their own place, man. It's very cool.
Uzi-toting teenager threatens principal. A Queens school principal was under police protection yesterday after threats to her life following a terror tug-of-war with a submachine gun-toting teen at the school door. Celeste Miller, principal of Intermediate School 59 in Springfield Gardens, got a police escort to the door and home. The threats came after a fracas. You know how those fracas go at the school Thursday, in which two teachers were injured. Miller engaged in a tense tug-of-war with 19-year-old Elvis Dodd of 187-19 Ridgedale Street.
Elvis didn't Dodd, man. He's still working in a Burger King.
He might be in the phone book, folks. Police and Board of Education officials gave this account. Shortly after 11 p.m., teacher Roger Hussey saw a 12-year-old teenager being chased by a gang of youths. He intervened, and Eldon Dodd, Elvis's 18-year-old brother, began to beat him. That's the teacher guy. Robert Hussey. Another teacher, Sam Green, went to Hussey's aid and was hit in the groin. Dodd was finally subdued by other teachers and handcuffed inside the school by a school guard. Miller then saw Dodd's older brother approaching the school with what looked like an Uzi submachine gun. He was screaming and yelling he wanted to free his brother. Miller held the door shut while he tugged against it. He finally fled when he heard police sirens. The weapon proved to be a .22 semi-automatic cut down to look like an Uzi. So
I'm disappointed.
Yeah.
The ordnance desk.
Elvis was charged with criminal possession of weapon, menacing, and reckless endangerment. His brother was charged with harassment and assault. When asked for a quote, the principal said Elvis has left the building.
Yeah, and they've blown their citizenship grade for this semester, that's for sure.
Yes.
Where's your extra clip, Elvis? How's the dog eating?
But I guess they did good at machine shop. Girl charged with mom's death. A 15-year-old Bronx girl, angry because her mother scolded her about bad grades yesterday, was charged with stabbing the woman to death. Police found Geraldine Roberts, 40, of 838 Throgs Neck Express, dead in her apartment at about 3 p.m. with several stab wounds in the throat. Nicole Roberts, 15, was charged with second-degree murder. Kids are really rotten today, aren't they?
Yeah, and it's all the school thing, you know, because parents really don't understand, I guess.
Oh, the Rhythm and Blues Foundation, who's jiving who? Okay, this is one of my pet peeves. I really think these guys who run Atlantic Records, Omelet Erdogan and Jerry Wexler, are complete sleazy little
gangsters.
Creators.
Gangsters.
They're not even, like, you get the guy Morris Levy that ran Roulette. He was a gangster. He was kind of admitted he was a gangster. He didn't care. He ripped everybody off totally unrepentantly. And he's sort of likable. Just
and he has nothing whatsoever to do with Paul Schaefer.
Yeah. Now, these guys who run Atlantic, they're always, like, patting themselves on the back. Their 25th anniversary party, they have themselves inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, where Link Ray will never see the inside of. They're like the first inductees. So they start up this thing called the Rhythm and Blues Foundation. They donate $1.5 million to it, and they appoint Judy Jacqueline Belushi and Dan Aykroyd as the founders.
Of course.
I mean, as the heads of it. Okay, now let's get behind what this really is.
Who else?
They're trying to look good, okay? But on the surface, everything is not as Oz-like and harmonious as it seems. This is from an article from Goldmine, of all places, Goldmine Magazine, record collector Geek's Bible there. The truth is not so pretty. According to lawyer Howard Beagle, a blue-eyed soul brother lawyer from Washington, D.C., about 5 years ago, he began making inquiries on behalf of Ruth Brown.
It seems when she was dropped from the label in 1962, they told her she owed $25,000 in studio costs, and they're writing her off. For the next 25 years, they paid no royalties to Brown or to credit this debt, to do any, counting royalties against this so-called debt of hers. The lawyers' inquiries at Atlantic were met with a slam doors and animosity. Along the way, he began representing other former Atlantic artists, the Coasters, the Clovers, the Drifters, Booker T, Sam and Dave, Joe Turner, Clyde McFadder, Ivory Joe Hunter, or their estates, and he was really getting nowhere. He really freaked out when Atlantic Records celebrated the release of the box set Atlantic Rhythm and Blues Years by sending Joe Turner and Ruth Brown bills for mastering and session costs on that album of things that were recorded in the early 50s and they've already made millions and millions of dollars on.
Balls the size of grapefruit.
The arrogance and audacity of the maneuver attracted some big guns on their side, so a lot of other lawyers got involved with this.
And, Dan Aykroyd, I think, is choosing to be neutral.
Among those who stepped in were Reverend Jesse Jackson, who in his office has a Wurlitzer bubble jukebox and a collection of several thousand 78s. I believe it's the same jukebox they found Albert Ayler chained to when they pulled him out of the river. Atlantic,
small world.
Evidently, Atlantic owes these people about $60 million in back royalties. Representative John Kyer, a Democrat from Michigan, and the chair of the House Judiciary Criminal Justice Subcommittee threatened a class action suit on mail fraud charges under the Racketeer Influence and Corruption Organizations Act, a law that has sent shockwaves through the record industry because it is not bound by the usual 25-year statute of limitations. According to Beagle, the accounting statements that Atlantic sent over the years have been so incomplete as to suggest either bad faith or reckless disregard of accuracy.
Possibly both.
Yep.
Freeze their asses.
So when you see these guys patting themselves on
their
back about how they... No, I mean, these guys act like they invented rhythm and blues and stuff, and they're giving themselves every bowling trophy in the book.
Just a bunch of casino balls. Barfly, fucking darn
that angry young man.
I'm sorry. It's the coffee talking. Hi, Ken. How are you?
That's a very big coffee, too. Anyway, we got a lot of requests to bring back the Soul Caboose segment of the show. So we are going to have Ike Getz answer that musical question, one hump or two.
Yet again.
And get the mallet.
Yeah.
Wrong side of the record. But it's my first MSQL show, so I'm just going to, like, fade it out. How's that, folks? Very smooth.
Does everything ever happen to me? I wonder why. Does everything ever happen to me?
Each hand placed firmly on a white woman's butt and had them lead him off.
Two different white women's.
Yes, right.
So that's four cheeks if you're counting at home, okay?
Four cheeks, ten fingers.
Yeah.
Speaking of fingers, in that same issue, a guitar player with the wonderful
Buck Owens
interview, there's an amazing photo of Hound Dog Taylor's six-fingered paw. And it's a great shot, and you can see his little pinky. And there's a story in there that he had six fingers on each
hand, and he got mad one night, took a straight razor, he was real drunk, and he cut one off on his other hand.
On the right hand, because apparently it was getting in the way when he was slapping the strings.
Right, and he has two sisters who each have six toes apiece, and his mother has three breasts. And it comes across in his music. Right.
The godfather of punk, folks, Hound Dog Taylor.
Of course, we asked that question, what kind of man would marry a woman with three breasts? To which Il Bruce answers, Dale Ashman, a former Radiohound road manager, who takes a bow and smiles and said, that's true. Anyway, if we got any more news, we got this little hacker story. You know what a hacker is? Guy chops and channels computers. Anyway, this guy, Kevin Mitnick, he doesn't have a college degree, he never even owned a computer, and according to his mom, he's not very smart, but
he's never had a date with a woman.
Right, and he's considered one of the most dangerous criminals in America. He is being held without bail in a maximum security federal jail in Los Angeles. Authorities are so fearful of his hacking abilities that they will not let him use a telephone without supervision, and the numbers that he are allowed to call are restricted. According to Jim Black, a computer crime specialist with the LAPD, he is truly a threat to society, someone who uses computers to act out personal vendettas against people.
Yeah.
What did he do? I read a few more quotes from his pals, a fellow hacker, Leonard Diacucci, who he claims that he says this guy has no sense of right or wrong or any respect for anyone's privacy. All he did was eat fat burgers, drink Slurpees, and work on computers. He was a big fat slob who couldn't get through a day without breaking into a computer somewhere.
Yeah, I've had days like that.
A federal grand jury indicted Mitnick on December 20th on charges of causing $4 million in damage to a digital equipment corporation.
And drinking too many Slurpees.
Gaining access to unauthorized MCI long-distance codes through computers at the University of Southern California and Leeds University in England. It's believed to be the first case of its kind in federal court. His mom says he's talked about like he's some kind of whiz kid. He's not that smart. He never finished high school. Yet by the age of 13, he was under investigation by the police department. And what exactly he did is hard to describe. He would just randomly destroy whatever information he could. He would build these computer viruses that would just wipe out whatever they came in touch with. But according to Mitnick's mother, he's no monster. She's proud of the fact that he doesn't drink, smoke, or swear, though he does overeat when he's nervous. He's been eating a lot lately, she says. He can eat a Sara Lee cake in one bite. America's most dangerous criminal, folks.
America's most disgusting eating partner.
Yeah. Anyhow, we got anything else to report? I thought we were going to sing. Anyway, for those of you, you soul fans out there, the Vanilla Bean, this Thursday night, he'll be filling in for whoever took Kaz's place. Kaz left FMU for some reason.
Kaz isn't on radio?
No, I dragged it. Now I'm glad I work Thursday night.
He's drawing?
Maybe he's working on another book or something. I have no idea. But Mr. C.
I didn't even know.
Huh? This is real fascinating to our listeners, I'm sure. The Vanilla Bean will have Joel McEwen, who is known as Mr. C. He was a DJ in Boston. He's now a VP at Columbia Records. And he's the guy that wrote the playlist in the back of the Peter Gorelnik soul book.
Yeah.
And he's a very well-known soul collector. Another pal of Eddie G's.
Aren't they all pals of Eddie G's,
It's an Eddie G world.
Yeah, I'm just a space cadet. Eddie's the commander. Yeah.
Let's play some more records. We got Harmony Hangover queued up. Kick it off with Hank Ballard and the Midnighters.
Sing along at home, okay?
out there. This is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. You remember The Hound? I'm talking about The Hound, the stone cold-blooded hound. WFUM. No. Let me do another one. Hi there, this is Hank Ballard of Hank Ballard and the Midnighters. And you're listening to The Hound. I mean The Hound, the cold-blooded hound. On WFMU, East Orange 91.1 on your dial. And if you change that dial, I will break your fingers.
Tonight, a new blondie on my very last flight. Yeah, yes, sirree. And what do we got in the pot? Let's see. Hey, the fastest cars and the best drivers are going to race in a 35-lap feature for a $2,000 purse tomorrow night at Lorain County Speedway. Don't miss the super modified auto races at Lorain County Speedway tomorrow night on Route 113 west of Elyria.
Yeah, she's so tall. Darling, will you be mine? I know I love you, darling. I'll never let you go. I really love you, darling. So baby, let me hug you. I really love you, darling. And I'll never, never, never let you go. 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 in love, babe. Yes, sirree, I know I love you, darling. I really love you.
Yes, an old gold newsspin filled a cigarette.
Get the best taste yet. The best taste yet. The best taste yet in a filter cigarette.
The newsspin filter smokes cool and keen. Does more than reduce tar and nicotine. It improves the smoke and taste actually. Spins around the smoke, cools it naturally. You get the good rich taste of great tobacco. Yes, old gold filters, fine tobacco.
Make the old gold newsspin filter test and compare old gold with all the rest.
With a test for taste, it's a real sure bet. With an old gold filter, you're bound to get the best taste yet. The best taste yet in an old gold newsspin filter. Filter cigarette to ride, old gold filter cigarette and test for taste.
Fellas, you know, now's the time to head for the Horn Company and let an expert serviceman tune up those brake bands and adjust your brakes for spring and summer sessions. Now, look, don't skid yourself by depending upon faulty brakes. Head for Horns, Carnegie at East 71st. Ask my old buddy Moondog Snyder to give the old bus Horn's famous four-wheel hydraulic brake adjustment. And Horn's brake experts will give your car a complete four-wheel hydraulic brake adjustment for just 95 cents any car. How about that? And if your brakes need relining, a complete Ray Besto's brake reline job with a 30,000-mile, a one-year guarantee costs just $12.95 most cars. So head for good brakes and safe driving now. Head for the Horn Company tomorrow. Tell them Moondog sent you. Horns, open daily from 7:30 in the morning till 6 at night with while you wait service. Be sure to ask for Moondog Snyder, the man with a big smile, easy credit terms, and fast service. That's the boy, Moondog Snyder, at the Horn Company Service Department, Carnegie, and East 71st.
You're far, far away.
there beside you every day. Yes, every day. Never, never doubt, doubt, doubt me. Oh, please don't ever fear. I'll be faithful always. I am with you, dear. Baby, come to my arms. Let me hold you. Now let this love that is ours, dear, and for you.
Let me hold you. Let this love that you and I have known and cherished so long and for you.
Back in the jungle.
Yep. This is the Hound of WFMU East Orange. That's our Harmony Hangover with I Am, the amazingly titled I Am In You, the Domino. I love that. I love when that.
What does he mean by that?
When that deep voice comes in. We can get Guad to do that. We're in bidding it. We heard the Shields with You Cheated. He Lied. You Bitch. The Cufflinks was So Tough. The Jaguars with Don't Go Home. We opened up with the Midnighters in Tora.
Yeah.
Some guy called and said he wanted to do the guitar player for Calvin Green, and he went to jail right after they cut that, and the guy said, I can see why. I didn't get to explain that Calvin Green went to jail on a pot charge in 1959 in Texas.
Just like Robert Mitchum.
In this Sunday's Newsday, Lou Reed takes another walk in the wild side. That's right, a guided tour of Christopher Street and the West Side Docks with your everybody's favorite serious artiste, Lou Reed.
Yeah, folks, also in this Sunday's news, is that Newsday?
Newsday.
In the Daily News this Sunday,
one with color pictures.
An article about our good pals over at Mojo Guitars.
Oh, really?
Make you want to shop there.
We never get a radio pick in any of those papers. Last time I ever...
I wonder why, you know?
I don't know. Anyway, do we have a Den's Corner, a little Den, some Den news? Den is in the back, and that's where all the girls are, so I can see why he doesn't want to come out.
With the lovely Miss Kelly from Eunice, Louisiana.
Right, who attended... Boozoo's birthday party.
And almost went to work for Johnny Adams.
I don't see Den appearing from his hole there, from his little cave.
My apologies to the guy from the Michael Brown band, was that it? Somebody called up wanted me to announce that their band is playing this Friday at the Ritz. I'd never heard of them. We usually just recommend things that we know something about. But
yeah,
there it is.
Or things we get kickbacks on.
Yeah. They're playing somewhere tonight, but I forget. Sorry, man.
So is Den moving on Den time, or is he just not coming?
No, Den is a refused Nick today, I think.
I couldn't understand the story, Hound, and no one else would have been able to understand it either. So. It's a complex.
MTA turns off subway music. They banned music on the subways, and these guys would play for tips and stuff.
That's
on the subways.
Women,
yeah, they are definitely a threat to our survival on the subways.
Dee Dee was saying, that's so you can hear those women screaming as they're dragged off the subway by that guy.
Yeah, right. They should just put metal detectors on the subway. Anyway,
mental detectors.
We got 10 minutes left. We could play some more music.
No, let's talk a lot more.
Yeah. Hit it, Andy the bartender. We'll put a little slap back on that. Come on.
Yep.
Yes?
That's it.
Don't you feel stupid now?
No.
If only folks could see the Boy Scout uniform he's wearing.
Anyway, let's go into it again with Doc Sausage and that sausage rock. Because we're in that kind of mood.
First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards cry. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. Grab your girl and a knitting coop, step back or step or two. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. When you're not rocking, any old step will do. But when you start rocking, Jack, let me tell you the step to do. First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards cry. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking. Step will do when you start rocking, Jack. Let me tell you the step to do. First you throw your hands up high, then you do the backwards grind. You buckle both knees, then you turn to the right, start rocking.
Ah!
meanwhile, back in the States.
Yep. That just about wraps it up, my little radio family. We have gotten through yet another attempt at entertainment, but we refuse to do it right until we get paid, and that's all there is to it.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
false cues happen on purpose.
Right. We're holding out for the dough. That was Ike Turner with Prancin' by request.
What color contacts do you think he was wearing on that one?
No doubt about it. Red.
Yellow.
Milky red. The devil's son-in-law. Before that, we heard Doc Sausage and Sausage Rock, because we know that's how you like it. Anyway, I'd like to thank everybody who came out today in the Hound's Cavalcade of Non-Entities. Scream when your name is called. Andy the Bartender. Dee Dee from Spin on the gossips there. Denois in the back.
Scotty.
Kelly, direct from New Orleans. Little Annie. Il Bruce, our color commentator.
Yo.
Laurie S. is up next. If I don't win the lottery, I'll be here next week. And that about hits it. WFMU, East Orange.
This is Earl,
Dave,
and Ray.
Of the Hollywood Flames.
And we'd like to thank you for making our every recording of I'll Be Seeing You the kick hit of the week.
I'll be seeing you. I'll be seeing you.
I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through. And that small cafe, the pub across the way, the children's carousel, the chestnut tree, wishing well. I'll be seeing you in every autumn summer's day, when everything is light and gay. Always think of you that way. I'll find the moon.